This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, we got a new drop from Ichiro today. Thank you, Ichi.
Expired.
I just like how he says that.
Yeah.
Expired. It's fun. Like a vampire. It's like, who's the Monster Mash guy? It's got a little Monster Mash.
Does
to
have
it.
A little Monster Mash
Expired.
In it.
Expired.
The Monster Mash. It was a graveyard. Oh, wait, now you got me. Well, the whole Huffy bike thing. And yeah. I couldn't remember what it was, but like when I was a kid and I learned how to ride a bike in Alaska, I'd go up there in the summer and I was trying to remember what it was.
They had bikes up there?
They had bikes up there. You know, we just have.
How do you ride on the ice?
Dog sleds. Well, we get out of our igloo and then they got skis on the bottom. And I had to look it up because that was like when the movie Rad came out. And I was like, what was my stepbrother, Byron? He got a mongoose. He got the mongoose like bike from Rad. And it was bright orange. I've never been more jealous of anything in my entire life. Because I had a crappy Schwinn, which was totally lame. But man, I will never forget going up there and just seeing that orange bike. And in that moment, I'm fairly certain I would have murdered him if it meant I could have had his bike. And then like it had the pegs on it, so you could like ride, you could stand on the back of it. And I wanted to ride that bike. So very much.
This means he had hero parents.
Well, he had my dad as a stepdad, and then he had his mom.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my stepbrother.
Oh, yeah, I guess Yeah. Yeah. That always confuses me.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of dumb.
I did not have the orange mongoose.
Still, I mean, like, do you remember that when, like, a kid in your class got something that you wanted? It was like it's like freaking Christmas Story, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, wow, they... To the other kids in the class, the parents just go up 50 notches. They're just like, oh my God, Johnny's got the coolest parent. What? They gave him that? But it teaches us peasants.
Yes.
Teaches us grit. Mm-hmm. We didn't get that.
No.
You got to get that. You got to strive for that. And your parents aren't as cool.
I think Byron may have had he got a paper route and may have at least helped pay for that bicycle. But because I didn't live up there, I would just come and spend the summer. So I was riding around like on a primer metal, just piece of crap generic Schwinn like bike. And I was happy to have a bike. But when I'm like riding next to him, I've never felt more inadequate in my life. Like, hey, man, let's ride down to the park. Because we had to go down and like bow up against Bunky and Jed. That was like our rivals on the other side of the creek, Campbell Creek over at Wickersham Park. And Byron's rolling up there on his sweet orange mongoose. And then here's fat little me on my basic ass Schwinn. I'm like, oh, man, it's like, what am I doing? Like, I can't be effective in this rivalry, not on this piece of crap. I think the three things you made me think about that, like when you were jealous, the three things that came to mind that I remember being a kid and wanting and was so jealous. One, that damn mongoose bicycle. Two, I wanted an 8-ball leather jacket so bad.
You got one, though.
Like, no, I, well, I got one as a gag gift when I was like 30. Yeah. When I was a kid, like
You said you got one.
No. When I was like in the seventh grade, I wanted an 8-ball leather jacket so bad. And then I wanted one of the fancy like ceramic Little League bats. I always wanted to have like my own bat. I did not get my own bat. I got to play with whatever janky Easton B-52 bomber bat that came with the Little League, the coach would show up. I always wanted Adam Stokey, you son of a bitch. He always had a
cool parents.
Yeah, he always had the nice bat.
You know what, though?
And we weren't allowed to use the nice bat.
And that's bullsh. I mean, it is. Come on, share the bat. Nah, what do you think we're going to do, break it?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. Actually, those nice bats are not cheap.
Yeah.
I remember saving
I don't know. I think that's weak. Dude, you buy your kid a really nice bat, and then nobody else on the team can use it?
No, it had its own.
That's bad for team chemistry.
It had like its own little bat sleeve. Like it was away from everyone.
I spent, screw you, Adam.
Hey, I saved. You're talking about the other end of the spectrum. I saved $250 working at like a crappy party store job to get a bat for baseball.
You got the nice bat?
Yeah, and I did not let anybody. I think I let one person use it one time. Because I'm not letting you chip this ass up.
See, I don't
come
like
on.
That. I don't like that. I don't listen. If I'm the coach, I don't want special bat kid. Mm. Special bat kid, you go to the other team. We're the bad news bears over here.
Guess what?
It ain't about the bats over here.
Guess whose dad was our coach? Adam Stokey.
Yeah, exactly.
His dad was the coach.
Exactly. And guess what? Your team probably sucked. Except for Adam.
Yeah, Adam was really good.
So you're going to make me
he's
use
like our best player.
The crappy $20 Easton? No.
That's right. On my team, I am. Yeah. You know what? Schulte, it teaches you grit. Teamwork.
I'm pretty sure I've learned that over the years.
We're
okay.
All in this together.
I just remember showing
up. We don't need fancy bats.
I remember showing up every day to the first, like because we played on the same Little League team for years. And I just remember showing up every year and watching him pull out that bat and be like, man.
Sexy.
And then like going home and like be like, hey, dad. And then my dad looking at me be like, yeah, nice try. Yeah, we'll go down to the garage sale and you can pick out one over here.
You don't need that bat.
Okay. No, you believe don't. Me. I sucked but regardless listen. Of whether I had that bat. But I'm telling you, those are the three things that I can remember as a kid I wanted so
but
bad.
But there's always one of those like, I'm sure everybody can name a couple of things that they really, really, really wanted more than anything else as a kid, right?
Yeah.
But some of those you just don't need and you're not going to get.
No.
And you kind of know deep down you're not going to get them.
Yeah.
But every once in a while when you do get them,
sure.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Like for me, that one was a puppy.
Oh,
like yeah. I kept asking and I just thought my parents, there's no way they're going to get me a puppy. And one Christmas there was a little puppy down, a little black lab puppy down in the laundry room. And I just, I almost cried. I was like so happy.
And we...
But what I'm saying is, I think there are other things that as a parent, see, it's so weird because some of those things you don't need and you're just, I'm not going to spoil you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Other things, if you didn't get those, you're kind of like,
you're
leaving your kid out to lunch. Yeah. Like like everybody has that. Like Nintendo is another one that I thought of.
Yeah.
It's like you asked for a Nintendo, but that's one that I feel like I'm going to get because
you need it.
You kind of need it.
Otherwise,
this is what everyone does. I play with my friends. It's like the phone thing.
Yeah.
It's like I totally see both sides of the phone, get your kids a phone thing. Like, you don't want to get them too young.
Yeah.
But, you know, at some point, stop being an a-hole. Get your kid a phone because that's how they communicate with their friends.
And you don't want them to be a weirdo. Mine was when my kids were little and like, shoes. I was always... I never wanted to be the kid with the Pro Wing, like, Payless shoes. That kid was made fun of. And so, even before my kids knew that, like, that was something you were going to get mocked, I made sure my kids had nice shoes. I did, because I remember, like, I had the fake Adidas, and we weren't poor. We were very middle class. And my parents, you know, they were fine.
Stuff wasn't cheap, though.
But I remember getting the fake Adidas with four stripes. Do you remember those?
Yes.
If you went to Payless, they were called Pro Wings, and they looked like Adidas Superstars.
Pretty sure they had them at Big Five too.
But they had four stripes, not three. And I took a black magic marker, and I colored it.
Good for you.
I colored in the fourth stripe. So I was like, no one will be able to tell.
Hey man,
they look like three stripes until someone was like, dude. the hell are you doing, man? And I remember like going to my mom and being like, Ma, can I? And my mom, once she realized, she was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I didn't realize. Then I got to go get like real Nikes or Adidas. But like, those are like traumatic moments. And I never got like, I never got the Mongoose. I never got the ceramic bat. But I never had to get the generic shoes.
This is what I'm talking about. That built grit. Yeah. That's part of the grit that I'm talking about. You're gritty.
Shout out to my mom. She literally took a job at American Eagle, worked one day a week there as a single mother, specifically to get the 40% off on cool clothes so she could dress my sister and I in clothes that we would not be made fun of in. So love you, Mom. Appreciate that. That's the kind of stuff that parents have to do. If, like you're saying, Rob, you don't want to end up like on the outs, or you really got to have something that all these other kids have, right?
Yeah, my parents tried their best to make sure that I got the stuff that wouldn't get me made fun of, but I never got the, you know, I never got the ultimate thing that I was like, can I please? They're like, yeah, no. They look at the price tag and it's not. And someone's saying, you know who always had the best baseball bat, BMX bike, etc.? Buckley. Guarantee Buckley's spoiled ass is the kid that had that.
He had the bat and he went 0 for 38 on the season.
And wouldn't let anyone use it.
Couldn't touch a baseball. By the way, for those of you texting in that if we go golfing, you want to borrow my clubs based on my bat stance?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's totally different. Are you not listening to anything I'm saying? I'm talking about being a team. Golf is an individual sport. Now, I don't have a problem with you. Like, if you're a lefty, because I'm a lefty.
Yeah,
if we go golfing, if you want to hit my driver, you can hit my driver. I don't care.
No.
But I'm talking about in baseball, you don't want one kid being singled out over the other. Like, I'm building a team here.
Yeah.
I can't have, what was his name, Adam?
Adam.
I can't have Adam showing up with a $400 bat.
Nice
and
bat.
If he does, he better be a team player and let everybody else use it. If he shows up with a $400 bat and won't let anybody use it like Schultze, this kills my team chemistry.
Yeah.
Now everybody's jealous of him. They're looking at the back. They're talking behind his back. We've got a divide in the clubhouse. I can't have any of this. Golf is totally different. Golf, I'm out there on my own just like you are.
That's
Screw
true.
You. Use your own clubs.
At least someone's coming after you over that, though.
Well, it's a bad analogy. I hate it when people come after me with they think they got you. That's the worst analogy I've ever heard.
I'm a little surprised that Schultze was don't use my bad guy.
Well, it's because it was nice.
Yeah, I just...
I get it, but dude,
it's a metal bat. You can dent it. Like, I did not want to spend all this money and then have another... If I dented it, fine. But if another kid's denting it, what the hell, man?
Come on. Let's all just use the crappy-ass bat, and we'll go kick their ass just the same. How about that?
Someone said, my kids go to a private school where the families have a lot of money. It makes it hard for them to keep up. I bet.
Exactly.
I bet
you don't. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep up.
Yeah.
Get... Kick some grit into your kid.
Have you seen, though, like travel?
Make them color in the fourth line.
No.
The fourth stripe.
Don't make them color in the fourth stripe. That might be the most embarrassing thing that's ever, like, in that moment when someone called me out on my colored in fourth stripe, I wanted to die. I was like, oh, my.
Yeah, but you're better off for it. You're better off for that experience.
I mean, what's wrong? I got four stripes.
We got to go.
Ooh, high-powered BB gun, that's a good one, too.
Mm.
That kid that had the high-powered BB gun, that kid was awesome.
All right, we've got viral videos to talk about. And is there airplane emergency slide etiquette coming up? Club. I keep wanting to say Club 1080. It's not.
It's just the club.
The club hour.
There you go.
On the fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our commander and cheat.
No, I thought we were talking about Sydney Sweeney. Okay.
Donald Trump. Well, I saw that too. No, wait.
Wait, what?
Well, she's on a jet ski. Oh. Is this the one you're talking about?
No, I was talking about the American Eagle ads. But yes.
Damn, she's hot.
Sydney Sweeney is all that right now. She's killing it.
Well, did you see? Okay, so the Sydney Sweeney thing that I saw was she was on a jet ski, like on vacation. You know how the paparazzi catches them on vacation, and she was riding a jet ski. Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend, she has a new boyfriend now, an oily bohunk.
Well, of course.
And he was holding her around the waist behind her on the jet ski.
Ah.
And I thought that was really weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, well, that may be weird.
Is that sexist of me to say that?
I think it is sexist, but if you had a choice between riding in front or behind Sydney Sweeney, I would choose behind as well.
Yeah. Second that.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you and your significant other were out on the jet ski, I don't see myself.
She never gets to drive?
Well, she can drive by herself.
You sexist son of a bitch. I think we're getting a glimpse into Isaac Rupp. Nurse Nice doesn't get to drive.
She can drive. I just don't want to. I didn't want her to drive me. I'm going to hold on to you.
You don't want to.
So you don't.
Well, you know what that's called when you're riding back there. That's called riding bitch.
Exactly.
Look at you. Look at you.
I don't want to ride bitch. My God. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'll tell you right now.
I mean 50.
When it comes to Sydney Sweeney, I'd be more than happy to
ride bitch. I'm a man. I'm 40.
And then you got hands around waist and the other places. It's a better place to be.
I will ride wherever Sydney Sweeney tells me to.
Yeah, the BTJ has... So Sydney Sweeney right now is dividing the population because she's all the rage. And the BTJ has the infamous... Sydney Sweeney, she doesn't understand because she doesn't think she's that attractive. And then I have to, of course, be like, oh, yeah, she's just...
That's right, honey.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, great. Yeah, it's
not even about attractiveness. It's about size of certain assets.
Dude, she is so ridiculously hot.
Well, I agree, but it's...
Women everywhere hate on her because she's openly flaunting her hotness. And then, you know, it's not worth the fight. You're like, well, yeah, sure. Yeah, she's mid, honey. Yeah, great. Yeah, no.
She's a six.
No big deal there. Yeah, she's everywhere, but the new ads, the American Eagle ads.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they're good.
Actually, speaking of Sydney Sweeney, didn't she get Jeff Bezos in trouble? Like, he invested in her company, and apparently new wife of Mr. Bezos not happy about that.
No. Like I said, Sydney Sweeney's tearing us apart. You would think that, like, like hotness could bring us together. It does not. Apparently, it's tearing this country apart.
Why is she drawing backlash?
Oh, because it's the dumbest thing in the world. Some people are saying that the ads are like, they're ads from like the 90s. Remember we used to have ads and they were just full of hots? Like the Carl's Jr. ads?
Oh, so the ad campaign is American Eagle, Sydney Sweeney has great genes.
Yes.
J-E-A-N-S.
Yes. And some people are saying that it's like it's a racist dog whistle.
Right.
Because she's like, my genes are blue and it's like white and white skin, blue eyes. And it's so freaking stupid.
Yeah, genes as in G-E-N-E-S.
It's a clever play on words. And yes, her genes are great because she's smoking hot. Get over yourself.
So we've got the Trump video. I don't know if you've seen it. He's golfing.
Yeah, I love it.
In Scotland.
It's the only thing that makes me like him is that he's instructing his little caddy guy out there to cheat for him.
So, yeah, he's got a caddy with him.
Yeah.
And there's a video that's gone viral of the caddy. So they pull up to find his ball.
Yeah.
And it's kind of in the rough next to a bunker, or at least that's where they think it is.
Sure.
Towards where he hit it.
Yeah.
And the caddy openly just
drops a ball.
Just tries to slyly drop a ball. Oh, there it is.
Oh, hey.
Found it, Don.
I got it right here.
And of course, Don's just sitting in the cart while he's looking for his ball. While the caddy's looking for his ball, he drops it, and then Don gets a club and goes and hits it. Kind of convenient.
We're now figuring out why he wins all those club championships. I love the guy. Like, he does it like behind his back. Like, oh, let me just.
Yeah, he just kind of flops it out there. It's like a no look ball drop cheat.
And he comes right up. This was a great shot. Yeah. Although, if you're going to cheat, maybe a little better lie next time, huh? And there's another one where I think Don uses the foot wedge as well.
Yeah. The old Judge Schmales.
Well, I mean, he is like Rick Riley's talked about this for years. He cheats.
Well, he wrote a book about it.
Exactly.
There's a whole book about Trump cheating at golf. I mean, it's true. Rick Riley wrote a freaking book.
Yes.
I kind of want to read that whole thing. That's fantastic.
Yeah, he cheats.
Are we surprised?
Well, supposedly, like, when you play with him, like, you'll hit a shot down there, and he's got security people that, like, the moment you hit the ball, they magically get down there, and they're like, oh, it's right here. Like, didn't you hit that into the woods? No, it must have ricocheted off a tree. Boy, that sure seems like a clean ball. Don't worry about it.
Hey, winter rules, okay? Winter rules.
I kind of... There's not many things I like about him, but I kind of appreciate just how openly he cheats and is like, what? And then refuses to acknowledge it. Dude, you're caught on camera.
It's going to rain. Comes down from heaven.
All right.
I love Tesla.
The other viral video is a man who was arrested on an airplane.
Yeah. That happens from time to time.
What would you do if you are sitting on your plane, getting ready to go to wherever you're going?
Sure.
Tahiti or something. I don't know.
I'd like to go to Tahiti.
And there is a man yelling... Now, I will say he is—he appears to be of, I don't know, maybe Pakistani descent or something? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to say. But you know how Americans are.
Sure.
It's not a white guy.
No.
Okay?
No. So instantly we have to get all pucker.
Some people do. Yes, unfortunately they do.
Yes.
And he is shouting, death to America, death to Trump.
On the airplane?
Yes, like loudly with his fist raised. He's up near the front.
Oh.
He's standing up. Everybody else is sitting down. And he's also yelling, Allah Akbar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What do you do?
And the plane is in the air?
Nope. I think they're on the tarmac.
Oh, goodness grief.
I got to double
check. Oh, yeah. I'm seeing it right here. Holy
what do you do?
Crap.
You handling that?
Yeah, I'm handling it. And that's not even a... Yeah, we're it's go time.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm not a fighter, and I think that would piss me off to the point of, yeah.
Oh, this isn't about pissing me off. Like, you can say what you want. Like, that's, you know, you could be up there yelling. You know, you could be insulting me. You could be calling me the worst thing you can to my face. I'm not going to stand up. I'd laugh. You're on an airplane, and you start yelling that, we're getting a response, and that's go time. 100%. That would not be we would not have a conversation. I would deal with the repercussions afterwards. And that's not even, that's just a straight tackle.
What if he didn't say Allah Akbar?
Dude, you're standing up yelling death to America
on
an airplane. And you start, because I'm watching here, he's doing like a fist bump thing.
Oh yeah, he's fired up.
We're tackling. That's we're tackling. We're
These
holding.
People are crazy.
And there's probably
something wrong with them.
There's probably a chokehold coming.
You and like three other dudes are probably looking at each other like, ready, let's go. Like that's
well, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, you can't at that point. You cannot. That's not a sit around and wait and see what happens. That's a you got to go and you got to.
And by the way, they are in the air.
Yeah, then that's
I'm told.
Yeah, that's an immediate react. Dude, I'm watching this. Dude, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be scared. If you're asking what's my reaction, I mean, I'm scared S-less. That's a...
Well, but yeah, what do you do? So I guess it was just one guy. There's somebody filming it, and one dude from his row, the guy who's filming it, gets up and grabs him and throws him on the ground.
Yeah.
And holds him down. I guess they arrested him once they landed in, I don't know where they were going, somewhere in England. Or no, Scotland. They arrested him, and he's been charged.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't...
They charged him with assault. He must have laid his hands on somebody, but...
Something. Yeah, you can't... You just can't do... That is one of the scarier things that you could possibly...
Well, yeah, because you don't know if he's got a bomb or... Yeah.
Nope.
You know.
So at that point, when you're on an air... I maybe if you're on the ground, maybe that's slightly different. Maybe on the ground, at least you take a second and you kind of look around. But you're in the air and you hear that and you turn around and you see my man yelling there doing the fist bump thing... You got to come and you're getting the you got a flying knee coming and then we're laying on top and we're
now
doing,
what if he's only
some
yelling
joking.
Death to Trump?
I think anything like that when someone is standing up on an airplane yelling death in that way, I think you got to go.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I think you got to go no matter what.
You understand that?
I just don't think you can. I just don't think you can. You can. Sit there and be like, well, maybe someone else.
Wild scene, man.
Woo!
All right.
I'm guessing that there is a no-fly list in that man's future.
Yeah. He's going to have some trouble getting on the next flight.
And he probably should. Why are we... What is with people freaking out on airplanes? What are we doing?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe it's just that they go viral now because we all have phones to film it. It's always been going on, but
I think it's an attention thing. I think you literally aren't paid enough attention to, and you need you're in crisis. So you need somebody,
right?
Looking.
People want to go viral.
Yeah,
they think that's cool.
Yeah, well, this guy's about to find out.
I don't know. Is there airplane emergency slide etiquette, or when that bitch is deployed, are all bets off? I don't know if you saw this.
I saw this.
Yeah.
I saw it.
We need to talk about that. And we'll do that next. But first, Schultzy with SportsCenter.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you hear that? Warmer weather on tomorrow.
Warmer weather on tomorrow?
That's what she said.
Interesting. Yeah, are we getting in? Because
it's supposed to get to 90.
We're almost in August, man. We've yet to have really nasty heat wave.
I was talking about that earlier, bro.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Like, I think it's coming.
3 weeks ago, it was like 100 for like 2 or 3 days, or 96, anyways.
Yeah, for just a few days, and then it went down. We haven't had that stretch.
Usually,
of
we have that stretch of super hot. Oh, we haven't had it yet.
Like a week or two.
Okay. Come on, dude.
Yeah, we have everything's still green around.
The olds die.
I haven't had it where like my plants get cooked out. You know.
Right.
I guess I heard on the news that they were starting the cooling centers, so I'm like, okay, this is it, right? I guess I was wrong.
By the way, I just saw this.
Just hold on.
Sad news.
Hold on. I was about to say we have some late-breaking sports news to tell you about here on Sports Talk. And it is that the great Ryan Sandberg has passed away at the age of 65.
That's way too damn long.
This is breaking news.
Yeah. Well, he had cancer. You know, he had prostate cancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he originally came out and said he was cancer-free, and then it came back.
Yeah.
Very young. Right. Now, Schultzy, are you too young to remember the great Ryan Sandberg of the Cubs?
I mean, I remember seeing him like as a kid, but I didn't know that he was greatness.
Oh, dude, he was so
awesome. And as a kid growing up, I had three options. You watched the Mets, the Braves, or the Cubs.
Yeah. That's right.
And so Sandberg,
I didn't have the Mets. Where'd you get the Mets?
We got like Channel 4 from New York when I was in Anchorage, and we would get Mets games. And but only the national ones on cable were the Superstation and TBS.
WGN, yeah.
So you got Cubs or Braves, and the Cubs stunk, but Sandberg was, you can make the argument he might have been the most popular player in baseball because that's what you got to watch. You got to watch the Cubbies.
He's from the PNW, right?
I don't know that.
I thought he was born like in Spokane or something.
Spokane,
top
Washington.
Top of my mind, yeah.
He's from Spokane?
He was born there. I don't know where he was raised. Yeah. But yeah,
we were watching those old Cubs teams with, you know, it'd be him and Andre Dawson and Sean Dunstan, and they had Jody Davis.
Yeah, he was born and raised in Spokane, Washington.
Gary Matthews.
Oh, I remember some Gary Matthews. All right, that was a deep cut, right?
Keith
there.
Moreland. Remember Keith Moreland?
Yeah, he was going to be a Cougar. Ryan Sandberg was until he ended up getting drafted. So that's. I did not know that.
10-time All-Star, 1-time MVP, 9 Gold Gloves, 7 Silver Sluggers.
What year did he win MVP?
He won MVP in 1984.
Ooh. Yeah, they were good that year. They kind of sucked for most of, you know, like us watching him on WGN.
Yeah, they were not.
But that's the one year they were good.
Yeah. And you remember Harry Carey and that whole thing. And, you know, the Cubs were The Cubs were a big deal, man.
Remember Leon Durham?
I do remember Leon Durham. I remember more Cubs than some of those, because the Braves sucked too. And then the Braves got good as it went on a little bit. But in the 80s,
they were a joke.
The Braves were awful.
So they had like, God, who did they have? They had like Bob Horner.
Yeah.
Bruce Benedict. Dale Murphy was the only good player they had.
Yeah.
Who else did they have? They had, who's that little shortstop guy?
Little shortstop.
Oh, what's his nuts?
Ozzie Smith?
I remember.
The Braves, please try to pay attention.
They had a little, who was their little shortstop?
He had a beard. Hubbard? Glenn Hubbard.
Oh, Glenn Hubbard.
Glenn Hubbard.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil Niekro was on some of those teams. I remember him out there tossing salad.
And Emery boards.
Yeah. Dude, they stunk. But then they got a little better. Like, I remember, like, I was a big Ron Gant guy. As it went on later on, I liked me some Ron Gant, and then of course they went on to actually like be good in the 90s. But yeah, those were our options that we had. I just looked up the 10 best players from the Braves in the 80s. They hit me with a Rafael Ramirez, Glenn Hubbard,
Glenn Hubbard, what?
Yeah, this there,
Rafael Ramirez?
Rafael Ramirez.
Was one of the best Braves of the 80s?
Ninth best player.
Boy, that doesn't tell you something about the Braves in the 80s.
Yeah. Gene Garber.
I remember Gene Garber.
Rick Camp? What about some Rick Camp?
Oh, Rick Camp. Dude, Rick Camp as a reliever for the Braves, I think it was a game-tying three-run bomb because he was the last guy available on the roster. Go look this up. Rick Camp, he is known for one of the weirdest moments in sports, which was a relief pitcher hitting a home run to tie the game again for the Braves.
Good memory.
And thanks. Then Bruce Benedict.
Yeah, Benedict was the catcher.
Yeah. They sucked.
Do you remember Ken Obergefell?
Who?
Freaking Terry Harper. God, they were so awful.
Someone's saying I have a bunch of Ryan Sandberg Donruss cards, and that is true.
Well, and by the way, just notable notation of note, it's Ryan.
Ryan, not
it
Ryan.
It is not Ryan.
R-Y-N-E.
I've never known or met. Is there another Ryan?
Yes. Who's the pitcher? Ryan Stanek actually pronounces it Ryan. He was on the Mariners last year, got traded to the Mets.
But it's Ryan.
But it is spelled but Ryan.
That
R-Y-N-E.
Doesn't work because he goes Ryan.
Well, why does it say Ryan if it's Ryan? It doesn't make any
Ryan
sense.
It's Ryan Sandberg. And I'll bet you that is the most mispronounced sports name of all time. Ryan Sandberg. No, Ryan.
Yeah,
Sandberg.
I think most people probably think it's Ryan.
Yes.
Anyway, he was awesome, dude. I think he played his whole career with the Cubs.
And, I don't remember him anywhere else.
Let me look here.
He was just consistent as hell.
I thought he finished with the Phillies, didn't he?
Good hitter.
Did he?
Yeah,
he did. Yeah, he was a Philly.
Oh, no. Well, barely. 1981. He was a Philly for his rookie season.
Oh, wow.
I just saw a photo of him in a Phillies.
He was a rookie with the Phillies?
Yeah, 1981.
But he was also a manager with the Phillies.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's where that's from.
Probably a little older. I think 2014.
That's a good 15. Trivia question about the old Rhino.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah.
And then who can forget to drunk Harry Carey?
Major league debut as a shortstop for the Phillies in 81. Played 13 games.
Yeah, that was the heyday of drunk Harry Carey.
If you ever want to go down a fun road of things you can't do today, just Harry Carey would take, he would get naked. Basically, he would wear boxer shorts and he would go broadcast games from the bleachers at Wrigley Field. Look, like there's photos of it. Harry Carey in boxer shorts. That's it. Drunk off his ass on a nice cold Budweiser, doing games from the center field bleachers in Wrigley Field. Can you imagine if you had, like, the Mets guy, like Ron Darling? You imagine Ron Darling and we get Cohen out there and they're in a pair of boxers and Hernandez is smoking heaters and is a bunch of Modelo's deep and you're in left field. And you can't do it. And yet Harry Carey was like, he embraced it and everyone loved him. You can't take your shirt off anymore as a broadcaster.
Who was he? Steve Stone was with him, right?
Yeah, I think Steve Stone was the guy.
For a while.
Well, do yourself a favor and just Google Harry Carey shirtless and realize that all of those photos of him in the stands, he's working during those games.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.